Washington's Department of Fish and Wildlife is using controlled burning in the northeastern region of the state this spring. As correspondent Emily Schwing reports, risk for wildfire there is high, and land managers say their method is cheaper than cleaning up after a fire.
The department plans to burn more than 1,000 acres in Okanagan, Ferry, and Pondre counties. Matt Eberlein is the prescribed fire manager for Fish and Wildlife. He says the controlled burns won't prevent wildfires altogether, but they will reduce potential damage.
You know, a wildfire in one day could cost $1 million, but we can go out and burn an area for just a few thousand dollars.
Funding comes from a combination of federal grants, state capital budget dollars, and revenue from commercial timber harvests. The areas chosen for burning include grasslands, as well as ponderosa pine and Douglas fir forests, where debris and slash were left behind after commercial logging. Eberlein says when it's not severe, fire benefits the landscape.
Charcoal is an after product of fire that helps retain water, puts nutrients back in the soil. The fire itself also puts nitrogen and other nutrients back into the soil. It rejuvenates certain browse, you know, or vegetation that are beneficial to wildlife.
When to burn depends on weather and smoke management restrictions. The state may also tackle other lands prioritized for controlled burning in the coming months. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.